the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
What are being called the first round of trade talks with China that were held in Beijing are over. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is back after reportedly asking China during the talks to slash the trade imbalance between the two nations by $200 billion by the end of 2020. The U.S. trade deficit with China now stands at $355 billion a year. President Trump threatening to impose stiff tariffs on China and accusing Beijing of stealing U.S. intellectual property. A Chinese government statement says these talks are going to continue.
A long-awaited report on free speech protections at the University of California, Berkeley blames, quote, hard-to-defend conservative speakers for inciting left-wing students to violence. A month-long study done by Berkeley faculty found that ultra-conservative rhetoric by the likes of Milo Yiannopoulos and Ann Coulter only exists to advance a narrative that universities are not tolerant of conservative speech. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Within the next 20 years, the number of new cancer cases is expected to increase by 70% in the United States. Most people don't realize, though, that they can reduce their risk of getting cancer by just improving their life and how they live. Dr. Lorenzo Cain talks about some of the ways you can change your life by maybe eating a little bit more organic and more healthy foods and also eliminating some toxins in your home that you put on your body and maybe don't even realize.
Well, ideally, we decrease our chemical load, right? And going organic is going to decrease your chemical load. Will going organic in terms of our food prevent us from getting cancer per se? Not necessarily, but again, it's that precautionary principle. We are exposed not only in our food, but also, as Allison mentioned, in our daily cosmetics and personal care products to hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. And this is happening literally in utero. So before a child is born, it is having its hormonal system disrupted due to what are called the endocrine disruptors, which are substances that are added to plastics to make them soft, which of course is important if you're using plastic. And those can get into our body and disrupt the way our hormones function.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Those of us who are in the news business face a particular dilemma with regard to sleep. There's always something in the news cycle, it seems, to keep us nervous, keep us awake, keep us anxious. Somebody is tweeting, somebody is firing missiles, and it's a very tenuous position to be in. And so we have brought on to help those of us in the news community and the populace at large, Dr. W. Chris Winter. He is the author of The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It. Dr. Winter, Chris, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Derek, I appreciate it. And those missiles and all the news that you cover just keep people running to my sleep clinic like there's no tomorrow. they are having trouble sleeping because of what's going on in the news. So it is a quid pro quo situation, to be sure.
Indeed. And it doesn't even take missiles or tweets or what have you to keep people awake.
It doesn't.
just the electronic distractions are more than enough. What kinds of routines do we need to get ourselves into? There are the obvious electronic distractions. It seems to me that the smartphone is perhaps the biggest one, but maybe just the tip of the iceberg. What do we need to excise from our daily routines in order to assure more solid sleep?
Yeah, I think electronics are a big problem. I would say electronics and Netflix, the ability to watch an entire season of Breaking Bad in one sitting is really a difficult thing. We did not have that when I was growing up. You know, I think that people need to understand that, you know, sleep is something that needs to be sort of sacred in your life. And what I always tell people is, look, you can control what you can control. I work with a lot of professional sports teams. Nobody ever tells a batter when they're getting up, hey, listen, you got to hit a home run. Like, we need you to home run. Like, you basically practice and control the things you can control. You spend your time in the cage. You look at films about the pitchers you're going to face. You do all the things that you do in terms of your rhythm and your schedule. And then you get in the batter's box and you see what happens. And that's the way I think that people need to think about sleep, and that you need to educate yourself about sleep. That's the reason why I wrote The Sleep Solution. I felt like there was a lot of conflicting information out there, and it was also being delivered in a way that wasn't really easily digestible to people like me. So you understand your sleep, and now you control what you can control. You control it by setting aside the time to sleep. Look, I know Game of Thrones is a very compelling television show, and it's really hard to see how that episode ended and not move on and just watch the first 10 minutes of the next episode to see what happens. I get it. I've been there in a bad way. However, we really need to understand that when it's time to sleep, we really need to do that. And it's funny, I've talked to parents before, and you know, if your kid was getting picked up after school because he had a little, you know, meeting or something, you would never be late. Like, it would be a big deal for you to be late picking him or her up. But people are late to going to bed all the time. It's almost like, well, yeah, I should be going to bed now, but I've got this really interesting email. I'm trying to figure out which Hogwarts character I'm most likely like with this Facebook quiz, and that's really important to me right now. And we really need to move away from that and really set that time aside.
It's particularly difficult when you have a culture these days that really seems to put a premium on lack of sleep. People boast to one another about how little sleep they get, how productive that supposedly makes them, and while it is socially acceptable and desirable in some circles to tout your lack of sleep, it has very serious and deleterious consequences, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, it's one of those things that, unlike a heart attack that you feel right away, this is the kind of thing that just evolves over time. I always describe sleep problems like rust on your car. You walk out, see a couple of specks of rust on your car. I don't think anybody really has a panic attack. Oh, my God, there's rust on my car. I need to do something immediately. But it is one of those things that you need to deal with at some point, because if you're not, the rust will eat your car up. And that's kind of how sleep is. So can you go a night? Can you pull an all-nighter and do okay the next day and in your life? Sure you can, but if your life is consisting of a lot of all-nighters, one of the things I tell older patients, including people in the medical field and things of that nature, is, look, just because you can stay up all night does not mean you should. I was not a great medical student. You know, smart enough, but not, I'm not, you know, brilliant thinker. But when you look at my evaluations, they all sort of said things like, wow, he was just always around. He seemed to handle it just fine. And that's what got me through medical school, is that the schedule wasn't that big a deal to me. And if you look at some individuals, they've got genetics that allow them to deal well with poor quality or lack of sleep. So if you're one of those people, just because you can go 3 hours and be the best person on the court or in your meeting or on the radio the next day, doesn't mean you're doing your body a favor from a cardiovascular perspective, from a cognitive perspective. We know dementia, there's cancer involved in these kinds of things. So if you want to do something good for your health, skip your workout in the morning, get the extra sleep if you stayed up too late the night before.
We're speaking with Dr. Chris Winter. He is the author of The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It. It's interesting that you mention that, because I have thought of that very same choice. Should I get up early and do the exercise routine? Should I get the sleep? And sometimes I've gone one way and sometimes I've gone the other. More recently, I've said, let's set the clock a little bit later. But sometimes I haven't had second thoughts during the day. What's the difference? I mean, exercise is certainly important too. And if you just have no other time in your schedule, what are you missing one way or the other? I mean, you want to try for both, but what happens when we put ourselves into a situation when we have a choice between one and another?
I guess, you know, the question really is, when you're exercising, why? You know, what is your point of exercising? Okay, well, my point of exercising is I'm going to try to run because everybody in my family dies of a heart attack, so I really want to reduce my cardiovascular risk factors, keep my weight down, keep my blood pressure down, and reduce my risk of having a heart attack or a stroke. Or maybe you're an elite athlete and you're saying, look, I'm a 45-year-old man who's kind of bored with my day trading job, and I'm really into triathlons right now. I've never felt more alive than when I'm out there transitioning from the lake swim to the bike on my $2,000, you know, triathlon bike. Like, it's just my love now. So, you know, for whatever reason people have, there's a reason why they're exercising. It makes them feel good, etc. When you start looking at an individual who's exercising, even, you know, very intently and diligently, but they're not getting the amount of sleep they need, all of the things that you're doing with your exercise are being completely undermined. You want to try to be better in your triathlons? Well, let me tell you something. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're not getting growth hormone, which is the performance-enhancing drug that our brains make. You know, when we're little, it makes us grow, as per the name. But as we get older, there's a reason why, you know, some professional athletes get syringes full of it, stick it in their rear ends, and flush the syringe down the toilet. It really enhances performance. And so if we're not sleeping, we're not getting our own body's growth hormone to make us sleep better. Cardiovascular effects of not sleeping are tremendous. Huge risk of heart attack and stroke, huge risk of weight gain, huge risk of high blood pressure when we don't get enough sleep. So, you know, if you're trying to exercise to do these things and then not sleeping on the other end of it, it's like a bodybuilder who lifts weights but doesn't ingest any protein. You're not going to get bigger because you're not creating, you're not giving yourself the building blocks by which to get bigger. So you got to have both. I'm not here saying exercise is not important, but sleep is the foundation of our health. And so we have to get that squared away before our exercise is really going to have the impact we want it to have.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Hi, Mike. This is Joanne. We're from Lansing, Michigan, and
we love our Ring video doorbell.
Yeah, it was a gift
from my sister.
Right.
Anyway, let me tell you our story. I was doing laundry in the basement, and Lily, our daughter, just wandered out the front door.
Right, you were at home. I was at work, and I get the alert on my phone from Ring. From the front door, I can see on live video, our daughter is walking out towards the street. But we both got notifications. Here, listen.
Lily, what are you doing, sweetheart? Get inside.
Get back inside.
Get back inside!
I mean, it's like I was there. I mean, without being there.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Mike, Joanne, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumers spent nearly $570 on airlines last April, 7% higher than the average month in 2017, making it one of the biggest months for airline purchases. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for managing rewards for a big trip.
As warm weather approaches, I'm excited to plan my travel. Whether it's a wine tour or relaxing on the beach, I start by researching the best flight and hotel deals. But my best planning advice is to pick the right rewards credit card. My favorite is the Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card because I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel. Every time I book a flight or enjoy dining experiences, I'm earning points toward future vacations. Maximize rewards on summer travel even more when you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program. Earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points, which could add up to 3.5 points on every travel and dining purchase.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And now, it's the news.
We're speaking with Dr. Chris Winter. He is the author of The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken, and How to Fix It. You mentioned earlier that there are certain types of individuals with certain genetics. I know that in my readings, Winston Churchill, for example, comes to mind, that folks that could get away with very little sleep. How that's often touted. How many people is that actually as a percentage of the population?
It's a pretty small percentage. So there's a couple things. You're bringing up the individuals who can do it. I think that's a much higher percentage, meaning that, you know, if you had come to me at some point during my residency training when I was spending every other night on call in the hospital, you know, I was probably kind of a jerk. I probably would have, you know, made a lot of comments that, you know, my brain's ability to filter what I was saying was probably not great. I remember one time my wife telling me, look, if you're going to act like this, you just go back to the hospital because you're irritating your entire family. So, you know, being able to do it is one thing. Now, anytime I had the opportunity to sleep, including at one point when I was trying to buy a car, I fell asleep where the salesperson said, literally in mid-sentence, I just nodded off. So he and I were just sitting there looking at each other. Yeah, I was sound asleep, and he had to wake me up. I fell asleep during the birth of one of my children. You know, so sleep always wins. So it's just a matter of, look, can you do it? Yeah. Are you functioning optimally? So that would be the interesting question for somebody like Winston Churchill. Hey, you're getting by with 3 hours of sleep. Do you feel good? Do you wish you could sleep more? And most, more often than not, they would say, oh, gosh, you know, I keep a cot under my office, you know, desk or whatever, and I try to sleep whenever I can. So functioning optimally and surviving and able to do what you're doing are really two different things. Tom Roth was this researcher in Detroit who looked for people who could function optimally on, you know, less than 6 hours of sleep, and the guy had a hard time finding anybody who was, he thought, was doing optimally on 5.5 hours of sleep, but he found a few. So they exist, but we're talking, you know, percentage, you know, fractional percentage points of the population.
Right. Now, one of the things that I have heard also is that it's well and good to catch up sleep on the weekends, but that really doesn't do the trick. Consistency is really important. Is that the case?
That's correct. I mean, when you talk about what we're calling is, you know, really is a sleep debt, meaning you've somehow lost sleep, either because you had trouble falling asleep or your flight was delayed. It wasn't your fault. You would have slept just fine, but you didn't get home until 4 o'clock in the morning because of the airline. So when there is a sleep debt, there's a lot of debate within the sleep community. Can you actually make that up? And as I've looked over research, my consensus is you can, but it needs to happen very quickly after the debt is incurred, meaning you don't want this debt to gain interest, in other words. So when you have a difficult night, Sunday night, or something happens, your kid's sick, he keeps you up all night, or you're upset because your NBA playoff team lost a game, then you need to make that up the next night, you know, or maybe the day after. The sleep that I lost when I was in residency is lost and gone forever.
Yeah, so there's nothing we can do to get that back. But
nothing you can do. No, you just need to move forward with that. Exactly.
But there's hope for the future. So
there is absolutely. I was, you know, my analogy is like smoking. Like the guy who smoked for 10 years.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of research that says if they stop, you know, at some point in the future, if you looked at their lungs, you'd have a hard time figuring out if they smoked or not. I'm not sure if that's true or not. I want to, you know, it sounds truthy. I like it for the point of this argument. But it's still important for people to, you know, stopping smoking definitely reduces your risk of cancer, so you should do it. It's kind of like this. Look, if you've abused yourself, you've been a shift worker, you stay up all night watching TV or whatever, you can start tonight doing the right thing, and I think your body will reap the benefits of it over the next few years.
What can we do as a society to resurrect the image, to put something forward that's positive about the person who sleeps in, who consistently gets enough sleep? They seem in this day and age to be castigated as an unproductive, lazy person. How do we change that? How do we get those to be the heroes and the role models in our society?
It's interesting you say that, because the whole reason one of the biggest reasons I started working with professional athletes was not because I was that big of a fan of professional athletes. In fact, at that point in time, after residency, I'd kind of lost track of sports. I just didn't have time for it in my life and didn't feel the same way I felt about when I was little. But, you know, one of the things I was hopeful for is if we could get athletes to pay attention to their sleep, tweet out about it. Kenley Jansen, the Dodgers pitcher, just tweeted out some stuff about how he didn't like the way spring training was organized because it didn't interfere with his sleep. You know, when people talk about how important sleep is to them, my hope would be that, hey, I could sit there and write books and talk to you about sleep forever. Nobody's really going to care that much about it. I mean, who's Chris Winter? But if, you know, Kevin Durant or Michael Jordan or LeBron James or some of these people start talking about how important sleep is, my God, my kids will listen to them. And I can tell my kids until I'm blue in the face, hey, kids, you need to go to sleep. It's important for your, oh, Dad, be quiet. You know, we're young. We can do anything. But if all of a sudden, you know, they do it, it's like socks. Like if I'd gotten socks when I was Christmas time, I would have left my family. Like, who's buying me socks? But now socks are really cool. Like, you want to make a kid really happy, buy him some Michael Jordan or Kevin Durant socks. They think it's the best thing in the world. Like, so if they can make socks cool, then my guess is they can make sleep cool too. So I think the tide will change when not only do these athletes talk about it, but you start seeing teams. Like, I work with the Indians. They went to the World Series last year, had a huge win streak last year. I work with the Dodgers. They went to the World Series last year. I work with the Thunder. You know, so as these teams start having success, I think they're going to start understanding that if they pay attention to nutrition and sleep and things of that nature, they're going to get an advantage over teams that don't, and it's going to become a sexy thing, you know, until everybody's doing it. Then it'll be like Gatorade. Eh, everybody hydrates. Not that big a deal.
Well, I got to say, Chris, that you are making sleep cool one sleepy news person at a time, and we in the profession.
My God, I wish I could record that so I could play that for my kids. your dad is cool. It's official now. Your dad's cool.
Awesome. Well, anything we can do.
Nobody describes neurologists as being cool. That never happens.
Well, you know, you're getting there. You're gonna change that for a lot of people. And for the profession. We've been speaking with Dr. Chris Winter. He is the author of The Sleep Solution, Why Your Sleep is Broken and How to Fix It. Chris, thanks so much for being on the show.
Hey, anytime. I appreciate your time. Thank
All
you so
best.
Much. Sleep well.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
I'm Will Flitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized, more alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump traveled to Dallas, Texas today for the NRA convention where he gave a speech. Let's take a listen to a portion of that speech and what President Trump said.
And you have never stopped fighting for our beloved Constitution. Incredible people. Thank you. You give your time, your energy, your vote, and your voice to stand strong for those sacred rights given to us by God, including the right to self-defense.
In a statement today, Rudy Giuliani said the October 2016 settlement was made to protect President Trump's family and would have been done in any event, whether he was a candidate or not. Giuliani also stressed his description of the timing of the events was based on his understanding, not information he received from the president. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s.
But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. The economy these days does a particularly good job of screwing us over. But an even better job, I think, of screwing women over who are in a particularly vulnerable position. And the entire system seems to be for the benefit, even in this day and age, of men. To discuss this, we are speaking with Ricky Gard Diamond. She is the author of Screwnomics, How Our Economy Works Against Women, and Real Ways to Make Lasting Change. Ricky, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
Well, I love being with you. Thanks for asking me.
Well, sure. Glad to have you on. First of all, how is the economy screwing all of us, men and women, today? And then specifically, how is it targeting women for that very special treatment?
Well, I think to really look at that, we have to understand where the word screwnomics comes from. And it turns out it's a really old idea linked to ownership of women and her sexual reproductive powers being the first property. When we were very small in number, land wasn't rare. There was plenty of land, but people were. And so if your tribe was suddenly attacked by a mastodon and wiped out, and you needed more people, you'd have to go to the next tribe to find a woman, and if she wasn't willing, you'd carry her off and have your way with her, and that would multiply people. And so that initial kind of ownership of women was really at the base of civilization from the very start. You know, agriculture started like 10,000 years ago, mm-hmm. and slavery and ownership of women, which, you know, the two are kind of related, were the cornerstone of all ancient civilizations. And we're still kind of living with that. You see it shadowed in the marriage ceremony, which is, you know, an affectionate gesture now that always makes me tear up, but it's the father of the bride giving her to the groom, and she takes his name, not the other way around. So we're there, but mostly we don't think about it.
It really is amazing how many ceremonies, how many institutions, how many just parts of everyday life that we take for granted today, even in an age where we consider ourselves to be not sexist, to have a much greater degree of equality for women, it still exists. I mean, the names, the giving away of the bride are two that you mention, but they exist in small and subtle and some not so subtle ways. The assumption about what the roles of women and men are going to be, the automatic assumption that the woman is going to take take care of children. The automatic assumption in many cases, and perhaps not as many these days, that the woman is going to take care of housework, and that is unpaid labor. We still have a long way to go.
Yes, and I think it also applies to the way men relate to each other, because they police themselves with the notion that, you know, whatever I am, I may be an SOB, but I am not a woman. I am not a, and there are lots of words that they use to enforce that definition of what it means to be a man. To be to be screwed, essentially, is to be made female, whatever your gender,
right,
whatever your sexual preference, and to be forced against your will and humiliated and downsized. So I think it's largely unconscious, but it needs to be talked about and looked at and reconsidered, because men could be relating in different ways. I mean, one of the things that I've found myself saying to folks is that right now, because the economy, and I'm talking about, you know, the macro economy where Wall Street and Washington are setting the monetary policies of our nation and making those big budget decisions, that world is now almost exclusively male, and they wage the economy as war and in constant competition. There are other ways of relating to each other, and more cooperation and collaboration among all of us really is necessary for making any economy work. I mean, it doesn't work. There can't be a healthy macro economy if the bottom of the structure is rotting out. And as long as we name what is going on in our homes and our communities, economists call that the informal economy, where non-monetary exchanges are happening all of the time. But which
means that women don't get paid.
Yes, exactly. None of us get paid for that. And, you know, men are more and more taking care of their families and cooking dinner, but, you know, it's not going to help the GDP if you do that. Well, we could change how we do the GDP. We surely could and need to.
Yes. Well, you're absolutely right. And thinking about the gross domestic product, I suppose that our domestic economy is pretty gross as it exists today. We're speaking with Ricky Gard-Diamond. She is the author of Screwnomics, How Our Economy Works Against Women and Real Ways to Make Lasting Change. You talked about how from a Wall Street, from a hyper-masculine perspective, the economy is viewed as a war. Who are the losers in that war, and what is the alternative vision to conceptualizing it as essentially a martial endeavor?
Well, I think all of the losers in this system are those who don't make the Forbes beauty contest of, you know, the richest. You know, I think the rest of us are kind of left out, and it's all about, you know, measuring who's got the biggest pile of dough.
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of a silly way to operate. I think in a way, Wall Street is still stuck. They still think it's like 1676 or something, when kings still had the right to rule because they had the biggest piles of money. And the number of men that I've named Economoman, because I think he's something of a social construction, something of an unconscious expectation. You know, it's a relatively small group of mostly men, and who are, you know, still they have a particular education. They have particular clubs they go to. They know who they are, and they operate in this small insiders group that doesn't want to let anybody else in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even if they let in more diverse people it's not as if the assumptions that this little kingdom is built on don't need to be challenged as well.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And now, it's the news.
You know, there are a lot of men, I think, who aspire to the level of Economan that you're talking about, who aspire to the Forbes list, who aspire to be the Wall Street trader, the hedge fund manager, etc. And as you say, it is a very small group, and it is going to remain a very small group. In fact, it's getting to be smaller and smaller every day. I wonder what you think the most powerful way of getting through to your ordinary working guy is with respect to understanding how the economic empowerment of women actually benefits them more than any hyper-masculine, Wall Street-oriented, go, one-tenth of the top 1% approach would, you know, in their greatest aspirations.
Well, I've tried to help men laugh at what is so widely applied, and that is my scroonomics is my word for the unspoken economic theory that women should always work for less or better for free. And laughing, I think, is the first step in the right direction. But, you know, I think if we were simply to pay women on an equal basis, if we were to pay them what they actually are worth, and I'm not even addressing unpaid work that's happening at home. There are solutions for that as well. But just pay equity would advance not just women. You know, women are often have something to do with partners and husbands and children. And so one simple way to address growing poverty is simply to pay women what they're worth. You know, most of the CEOs of the world are men, and most of the minimum wage workers who are doing really valuable work are women. And I guess we have to ask ourselves, too, why caring for life, why maintaining life comes cheap, and men with guns are very, very expensive.
Yes. No, you're right. That's an excellent question. Not even necessarily the men with guns, but the men who organize the men with guns.
Yes, and supply them with weapons at great profit.
Exactly. We're speaking with Ricky Gard Diamond. She's the author of Scroonomics. And I guess that really is the underlying principle, whether you're talking about men and women, whether you're talking about rich or poor, whether you're talking about Wall Street or child care, equity in pay. Get paid what you're worth. And what are the underlying assumptions about what those jobs are worth is really critical, because there are certain things that we could get by without more easily, and child care isn't one of those things. Housework isn't one of those things. People who pick up garbage, that's another one of those things. Hedge fund manager, I'm not quite so sure. So it certainly applies most particularly to women. But this is the undergirding economic point that you're making here, I think, is that
we
have to think about why we're paid what we're paid. And do we have the right set of values here?
Right. Getting back to that gross domestic product, you're right, it is gross because it only counts one thing, and it always counts it as a plus, it never as a minus, and that is the exchange of dollars. So if you are cooking at home, you're doing nothing, you're hurting the gross domestic product. But if you go out and eat at a fancy restaurant, the fancier the better, then you're okay. You're exchanging dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it would be so much more sensible to measure the outcome of those dollars. You know, are our children healthier than they were last year? Are they better educated? Because that's our future.
Right, exactly. And we have a very limited set of items that we're examining when we look at the gross domestic product, and it would be worthwhile, I think, to re-examine not only what we're paid, but what we consider when we consider the economy, because it's much larger than what we're taking into account, and not everything that we value as a product should perhaps be in that category. Everybody kind of assumes that this is the way things are, this is the way things always have been, because it's an ingrained part of our mass media. We're used to listening to the stock reports, we're used to listening to the gross domestic product. We're listening to
all these
different parts of the economy, and most of us don't really understand it that well or what it means. And we just look at the surface and don't get that it doesn't take basic things we do every day into account. And why is that the case? And how did that system get in place? And mm-hmm. why are we not restructuring the way we look at that? Because it determines everything else we do in terms of pay, in terms of management, and it really has a negative impact on women, and it has a negative impact on any but the very most economic elite.
Yes, and it's hard to enter that whole conversation, which has been, you know, for the past 2,500 years, a man-to-man conversation, and a, you know, particular class of men and a particular race, etc. But that's one of the reasons why Screwnomics includes definitions, all kinds. It provides you with you know, a glossary, but also with definitions that are from a woman's point of view, and I hope I think they are accessible. I intended them to be accessible and understandable, and I also, you know, wove it in with my own personal story and the stories of women who've been involved with the economy in some way. My mother and my grandmother, for instance, but just trying to make the economy much more personal, because right now it's like the economy is like the weather, you know, it just is. And in fact, it's very, very personal on the ground. And what happens in that macroeconomy affects what happens here in the microeconomy and the other way around, too. So I hope that I have made it a little bit easier for people, and especially women, to talk about their situation with each other. You know, money is still the big taboo. You can't talk about it easily because there's so much shame associated with it. It's kind of interesting to think about too. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Well, if most of us are screwed, that's kind of shameful, isn't it?
Right. I often wonder what it would be like if we went through our lives with the amount of money in our bank accounts tattooed on our foreheads, and how people would respond to one another differently.
Yes, I think so. And probably, I mean, I think that's probably why we don't, because you know, we'd be embarrassed to learn that my bonus is less than yours, or I didn't get a raise this year, or, you know.
And then the person with the lower number might be inclined to do something about it.
Well, yes, right. And so, you know, you're right. I mean, having it tattooed would at least make everything visible, which would be an improvement over what we have now.
Yes, yes. The invisible hand and the invisible tattoo are a constant shadow, I think, over our society. We've been speaking with Ricky Gard Diamond. She is the author of Screwnomics, How Our Economy Works Against Women, and Real Ways to Make Lasting Change. Ricky, thanks so much for being with us this week on Now It's the News.
Thanks for being interested, Derek.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by Derek Blair. For more information, go to nowitsthenews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Now It's the News. And until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy Trails!
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump told supporters at the NRA convention that the Second Amendment, quote, will never, ever be under siege as long as I am your president. Take a listen to more of what the president had to say earlier today in Dallas.
The Constitution can't be changed by judges, bureaucrats, or the United Nations. That is why we are appointing federal judges who will interpret the law as written.
Migrants who came to the United States as part of the illegal immigrant caravan have accused President Trump of discrimination this week. Ron Vitelli is a border agent. He has the latest on the caravan and how folks are being processed down in California.
When we have capacity at San Ysidro to let those folks in and put them through the process, then they'll let them in. We expect to be done with that sometime through the weekend.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
The nation's unemployment rate is now at its lowest level since the year 2000. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The ever-increasing tight labor market continues with Lainey Kerr-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics giving us the latest numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 164,000 in April, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing, healthcare, and mining.
Professional jobs increased by 54,000 workers, while healthcare and manufacturing each added 24,000.
Hundreds of thousands of Arizona school children returned to classes today after state lawmakers approved a 20% raise for teachers as they ended their six-day walkout that shuttered most classrooms around the state. The education funding plan was approved by lawmakers shortly before dawn yesterday and signed by Governor Doug Ducey, which awarded teachers a 9% raise in the fall and then 5% raises for each of the next 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another state's bid to crack down on abortion fails to succeed. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The bill would have outlawed nearly all abortions in South Carolina, but it's going nowhere after a middle-of-the-night vote in the state Senate. It would have banned all abortions except for in cases of rape, incest, or when the mother's life was in danger. But the measure was defeated by a vote of 24-21, giving South Carolina Democrats a very rare victory, effectively ending any chance of that bill moving forward.
Tomorrow is the first Saturday in May, and for many horse racing fans, it's considered the Super Bowl of racing as the Kentucky Derby will take place. Now, last year, more than 158,000 people attended the Derby. That's the seventh highest on record. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Ed DeRosa. He's a horse racing analyst with TwinSpires.com. He tells us some of the horses we need to keep our eye on tomorrow.
Hofberg is a horse I'm interested in, number nine. He was runner-up in the Florida Derby to Audible, who's actually my pick to win the race. So I'm a believer in the Florida Derby form. I think